Have you found Christmas deep in your heart? Have you found the message that stirs your soul? Away from the gifts, away from the lights. Have you found Christmas? Have you found Christmas deep in your heart? Have you found love deep in your heart? Have you found the message that stirs your soul? Away from the gifts, away from the lights. Have you found love? Have you found love deep in your heart? Have you found peace deep in your heart? Have you found the message that stirs your soul? Away from the gifts, away from the lights. Have you found peace? Have you found peace deep in your heart? Have you found Christmas deep in your heart? Have you found the message that stirs your soul? Away from the gifts, away from the lights. Have you found Christmas? Have you found Christmas? Have you found Christmas deep in your heart?
That song called, as you could probably guess, Have You Found Christmas? William Dicker was the singer. He's also the songwriter. And he actually was here yesterday and laid down two brand new Christmas songs for us, which is by way of introducing tomorrow's show here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That's the show you have encountered right now. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local performances. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. And before I introduce today's show, I will continue with that introduction for tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's should be kind of fun. I think it should be a lot of fun. The Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective has had a couple of fundraising events with a bunch of their singer-songwriters the last two Tuesdays at Clark Bar in downtown Champaign. And Todd Dernal, who organizes that, gave everybody the assignment this year to write a new Christmas song. And apparently about 20 of them did. And so we had the idea to bring a bunch of them on tomorrow's show and share their brand new Christmas song. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. Not everybody was able to make the live show tomorrow, so William Dicker came in yesterday. And as I said, there were two of them. That's one of them. And hopefully we'll get a chance to hear the other one on tomorrow's show. And we'll have one or two more yet on today's program by way of preview of tomorrow's as well. Today's show, however, we welcome back somebody who's been on the program, I guess, twice before, maybe two or three times before. But really, Champaign-Urbana is welcoming him back for the umpteenth time, I think. Keith Harden used to be extremely active musician here, mostly on the blues, but on a lot of other kinds of music as well in Champaign-Urbana. Lots of different venues with lots of different groups, often on his own, with friends, with his sister, and so on. And left these parts for New York State in 2001, and then in 2007 relocated to Nashville, where he lives now. But he comes back home every once in a while, a couple times a year or so, and definitely always at Christmas. And when he's here, he does a lot of playing, including tonight At 8 o'clock, he'll be with Paul Sabuco. They're doing an acoustic duo at the TNT Lounge in Rantoul. And then he's got gigs tomorrow and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, the culmination being the annual Keithmas celebration with Keith Harden and friends. That'll be at the Iron Post in Urbana, starting at 9 p.m. and going till the wee hours of the morning. We'll mention the other shows as we go along. So Keith is back with us. He's on live for the hour. And welcome back. Thanks for coming back onto the show.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be back.
I suppose it's maybe a trite question, but why do you keep coming back? You know, you could just stay in Nashville. It's a big hopping town.
Well, I come back for family and friends and gigs, and it's just a different environment. And, you know, it's kind of like I need to get back in this environment from time to time and get back to my roots and my beginnings and the place where I played for so many years.
Remind me where you're actually from. Are you from Champaign-Urbana?
Born in Tolono, Illinois.
In Tolono.
But then lived in Ohio for a while and Illinois for a long, long time. And then in New York State and then now in Nashville for 5 years.
Right. Well, we got I was able to get that last part in, but I don't remember ever actually asking you. I'm writing this now on your official Live and Local bio, born in Tolono.
Right.
And yeah. So I don't need to ask again, or we might bring
it's always on my website. You can usually get it.
Well,
right,
I missed that somewhere on the website.
KeithHarden.com. Usually it should be right there on the front page, but then sometimes it changes.
The Tolono part? That's the part I was looking at. I got the bio off your website. That's
okay.
Where it came from.
Yeah. I think I said at the crossroads of the Wabash and Illinois Central Railroad, which
that's what you
only
said.
The insiders know that, because both those aren't called the same anymore.
Yeah, I would not have known that. I was trying to think, well, let's see, what railroads go through even Champaign? And I don't know that either.
Right.
In any event. So, well, people I'm sure there are plenty of people listening to the program now who have performed with you or heard you many times when you did live here. And not only did you move away, but you sort of have ventured into some other kinds of music, particularly the singer-songwriter type thing, that whereas here, as I understand it, you were a little more heavily into the blues.
Well, that's partly true. When I played with my band, it was more of a blues-oriented thing, but I did the singer-songwriter thing the whole time that I was here as well. I would do acoustic gigs during the week all the time and did singer-songwriter stuff mixed in with blues and with whatever I would have a featured guest every week. I did 7 years in a row at the Embassy every Tuesday night and helped a lot of people get going in the acoustic thing that hadn't done it before, that had been playing in electric bands. So I had been doing it the whole time, but it didn't get quite as much of a, you know, the blues thing for some reason resonated more with a bigger audience because it was louder, number one. But I always have done the singer-songwriter thing ever since the beginning.
And the Embassy you mentioned is now a former bar in downtown Urbana.
Yeah. Yeah, that
which
was
is currently Black Rock Pizza, I think. Is that?
Yeah, now it's Black Rock Pizza. That was one of the places I did it, but I did the singer-songwriter thing in lots of other places and around Champaign-Urbana. One was called Creamy's. Now it's called something different. And then now it's called the Clark Bar. It was called something different. Then it was called Spencer's. And
Clark Bar has been several things.
Yeah, it started out as Spencer's. Yeah, it was the first bar that it was, owned by my late cousin Bobby Spencer. And so I did that singer-songwriter thing for a long time, too.
And you said that the blues seemed to resonate with a lot of people, but it had a certain resonation with you, too.
Oh, yeah.
You, somewhere in your bio, you say something about whenever you really need to rejuvenate, that's what you do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've still maintain a connection to the blues. And as a matter of fact, just in sort of telling you what I've been doing in the last year, I've got two blues songs that are in a movie that's coming up, a movie starring Kevin Sorbo, the guy that played Hercules on that TV show. It's called Abel's Field, and I have a song that I actually did with the Keith Harden Band. It's a blues song called Grace Under Pressure that's in that movie. It's just, you know, only a short time, like in a movie, you know, you hear something for 10 or 15 or 20 seconds.
So what
like
kind of movie is this? Is this a Hollywood film or is this a local film?
It's a big-time movie.
Really?
It's supposed to get released on December 31st if the world doesn't end first.
According to the Mayans, right? Yeah.
And it's a big production. It has a Facebook page. It's called Abel's Field, and there's a trailer for the movie. And
how did your song get in there? Do you know?
Well, I knew somebody that did the soundtrack, and one of the other song is a song that was written by George Faber and me, that got in the movie too. So I'm still connected to the blues by that silly thing, something that I did 20 years ago. I recorded with the band. And then another thing was I was in that documentary that Bob Zimmerman just did called Out of Nowhere, which I've actually got a little thing there about it.
And what was that about?
It was about the Champaign-Urbana kind of rock music scene. Mm. And my band was in there. But it's mostly featuring REO because they're kind of the biggest name that ever came out of here.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much slanted to the rock thing because there's nothing about really Alison Krauss or very many women performers that have been around. But I think Bob's planning on doing another documentary that's including some of the stuff that he left out the first time because he had so much material to deal with. But
there's
pretty neat.
A number of people coming out of here.
It talks about Head East and REO mostly, but then a lot of the other groups that played Redline and the bars back in the old days when Champaign first was really, really sparking as a music scene.
What did you bring along to start with today?
Well, when I first moved to Nashville, I became aware of a lot of there's a different vibe in Tennessee as far as the whole gun scene. Living in New York, everything's very restricted. And I became aware of when I watched the news every night of all kinds of gun things going on, shootings and all kinds of stuff. And it made me write this song. And it's still, to me, totally relevant because of the shooting that happened last Friday, which is horrific. And it's... called "Live and Die by the Gun."
This song predated the events of Newtown,
right? But
it's just coincidental that here it is.
Well, in the sense that, though, I mean, there have been these things that have been going on for a long, long time, and this was sparked mostly by my observation of what happened when I got to Nashville. But I mean, every time you turn around, there was something that was happening. Virginia Tech. This was 2007, so that was before Virginia Tech when I wrote this. But, I mean, all the other things that happened, like Columbine and all that stuff. So this one is called Live and Die by the Gun. Am I still there? Okay. All my heroes, they're partly outlaws. They were partly holy men. They were armed and they were dangerously ready to stop the vigilante men. They'd defend you if you joined them, but danger's a part of the game. They knew each day could be the last day. Somewhere a bullet has your name. Another sister lost a brother. One more mother lost her son. Another woman, she lost a good man. One stray bullet and you're done. When you live and die by the gun. What's an outlaw without a frontier? Put their spirit to the test. There were reasons back then you had to be ready. But things have changed east and west. No more showdowns, no more standoff. No poker games for Stetson hats. There are people that get caught up in the crossfire. They lose their lives in nothing flat. Another sister lost a brother. One more mother lost her son. Another woman lost a good man. One stray bullet and you're done. One stray bullet and you're done. If you live and die by the gun.
Keith Arden with us live on Live and Local, Live and Die by the Gun, a song from, I think you said, 2007.
Yeah.
Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And Keith's going to be playing tonight at the TNT Lounge in Rantoul, starting at 8 o'clock, along with Paul Sabuco. Who's Paul?
Paul is an old friend of mine who I've played with for a long, long time. But I was going to ask him to come today, but he had just recently had a heart attack a couple of months ago, and he's still kind of on the mend. So we are having somebody do a PA for us tonight, so he doesn't have to lift anything, and I'm going to go easy on him. And then Andy Baylor, the other guy you suggested, he's having hand surgery in January, and he's been kind of having some overuse extensions. My sister Kathy just had a procedure done on her forehead the other day, and she's kind of out of commission for a few days. So it's like
all these folks that that Keith's going to be playing with. I guess you'll still be playing with them. But
yeah, I'm still playing with them.
So you mentioned Andy Baylor. You'll be with Andy at the Clark Bar tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's from 6:30 to 9:30. That's in Champaign. And then doing a solo happy hour gig at Silver Creek Restaurant in Urbana Friday from 5:30 to 7:30. On Saturday, another solo one at Huber's on Church Street in Champaign. That'll be a long one from 8 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then the annual Keithmas celebration with Keith and friends. That'll be Sunday night at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's the longest of those. And who are some of the friends who will be joining you there? Will Kathy be recovered enough to be able to
sing? She should be. She should be. She doesn't have a gig till Friday and Saturday, so she's going to have a few days to recover. I will have, I'll do a set, and then I'll have a friend from Nashville named Chris Miller, who was there last year, an absolutely fabulous songwriter, singer, just incredible. And then Gloria and Paul Sabuco are going to do a set. Gloria Rubel. Yeah. And then Kathy and Andy, the Diva and the Dude, are going to do a set. Then Jim Cole and I and Catfish are going to be there. And then Bruiser will be doing percussion.
Bruiser's Bruiser Rummany.
Right.
Who's Catfish?
Catfish is a guitar player who used to live in Decatur, and he played around quite a long time with blues groups and stuff like that. And he just moved to Champaign not long ago, and he's an excellent guitarist. And then George Fable will be doing a set after that with whatever guitar players are up on stage. And then the last set is we just do a bunch of songs, like fun stuff like Imagine and, you know, the John Lennon song and a few Christmas songs, and then just some silly stuff like Run, Run, Rudolph, you know, the rock and roll Christmas songs and just whatever else. It's the last set's sort of a free-for-all fun set.
Whatever anybody decides to do and people jump in.
Yeah. So I do have a Christmas song that I would like to play for you today. I don't know if I've played this one on the show or not before. I wrote this one back in 1988, and I didn't record it until a couple of years ago.
I don't remember. Hopefully I'll know when you sing it.
I don't know if you're ready for that or not.
Sure.
Or if you had another.
Sure. Whatever you've got. We'll hear it.
This one's called It's Christmas Time Again. I wrote this one of those Christmases when we first started to become aware of climate change. Like, there was one back in the late 80s where it was really warm, like it was 60 degrees in January or something like that. Do you remember that? And I think that's when I wrote it, because when you don't get snow for Christmas, it just doesn't feel like Christmas. And since I've been in Nashville, I mean, it was 60 degrees when I left the other day, and it hardly ever snows there. So that's what made me re-record the song just a couple years ago. Okay, anyway, it's called It's Christmas Time Again. Christmas doesn't seem like Christmas without a little snow falling on the ground. Family all around making all the sounds of Christmas. Christmas doesn't seem like Christmas without a little kiss beneath the mistletoe. Take a little chance, rekindle your romance this Christmas. While you watch the children play on their favorite holiday, and their faces filled with joy, all of those Christmas toys and all the stockings hung, the Christmas carols sung, a season filled with fun for the old and the young. Love is all around when Santa comes to town. When the world is shining bright, what a wonderful night. There's something about Christmas Eve that makes you still believe in peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's Christmas time again. Oh, peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's Christmas time again.
It's Christmas time again from a couple of decades ago.
That's right.
Keith Harden, who's live on Live and Local here today. And our broadcast is made possible today with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled America's Musical Past, Shenanigans, Hootenannies, and Other Twisted Adventures. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. He's going to be playing a bunch of times in the next 5 days, 1, 2, 3, 5 days, in Champaign-Urbana and Rantoul, actually, tonight at the TNT Lounge with Paul Sabuco. You know, Keith, I asked you at the outset, you know, what keeps bringing you back to Champaign after these years away and being in Nashville, the big town? And I guess maybe the other question about that is, what keeps you in Nashville?
Well, songwriting. The environment of being around lots of other songwriters is awesome. And you just rubbing elbows with people, you know, and something can always kind of happen, you know. And I've been writing songs with a friend of mine, John Pinnell, who had all those songs with Alison Krauss. So
is he in Nashville also now?
Yeah, he still lives in Nashville. And
bass player, right?
Yeah, he was a stand-up bass player and a guitar teacher, too, and a guitar player. But, yeah, he was stand-up in the Alison Krauss band, stand-up bass player. And just hoping that something might happen, I mean, of course, there's so much going on there now. So many people have moved there. But I don't know. I don't know whether I'm going to stay there or not. I may come back here and retire just to be around my family and stuff. So I don't know. But, I mean, for now, it's still – there's always kind of something going on, and there's a lot of art stuff going on, and, you know, authors, lots of authors live there, and just something in the air.
So you say, so hoping that something might happen. What do you hope might happen?
Well, if I keep writing songs and I play them out at a songwriter night, and then you run into somebody and they go, oh, I like that song, maybe somebody might be interested in it. That's what a lot of people do. or they'll keep taking their songs down to somebody who's called a song plugger that takes them around to see who might want to record songs. Because even though a lot of people write their own songs for their recordings, they also get songs from other people.
You must have had some bites by now.
I've done some showcases and things like that. But, you know, the closest thing is just the songs that for some reason happened for that movie soundtrack. And, you know, so that's one thing that's happened for me.
So here's the really blunt question. Somebody, you know, who's been living in Nashville since 2007, and you come back here every year, and you look about the same weight as you were a year ago, so you haven't starved. How do you make a living? How do you not starve in Nashville with around all these other people?
I could go into my whole financial situation, but I don't know. I went there with a good amount of being ready to, like, not have anything happen for a while. You know, I went there with a certain amount of cushion behind me or underneath me. And so I'm still kind of living on that cushion.
Without
getting totally specific.
You're not homeless.
No, I'm not homeless. I own my own home.
Yeah, you own it.
Paid for.
And you're not entirely jobless.
No, I'm not entirely jobless.
Yeah. What do you
do? Sort of a freelance musician.
Is that so? So when you freelance, where do you freelance? Do you gig with other bands?
I've done three or four projects in my studio that paid me money. Mm. I did an album for John and Julie Pinnell, and I did one for Kayla Brown, actually, who moved back up here.
Yeah, she's somebody, another singer-songwriter, who I've tried numerous times to get on this show. And Kayla, if you're listening, call
me. She's great.
I haven't heard her out, which is sort of pathetic on my part. But, you know, I hear wonderful things about her and love to get her on the show. But that just hasn't happened yet. It'll happen.
Yeah.
Speaking of waiting for things to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I come back here. I earn money when I play gigs here. And I've earned money from doing sessions there. Not as much as I want to. But, I mean, nobody does unless you're an A-list player. And I've made some money from my studio for recording albums, people at my house, and stuff like that. So, you know, I made a little bit of money on gigs, but it's not like the money you make here.
So you actually make better money on gigs here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
How can that be?
It's because there's such a glut of musicians there that it's kind of a buyer's market. You know what I mean? Like if somebody's looking for players, you can get a really good say the guy, his name's Fats Kaplan, and he plays with what's that guy named? Jack White.
He's been here a few times actually doing house concerts.
You can get Fats Kaplan to do a session for $75 for a session. Or you can get a guy who lives down the street from me. His name's Shad Cobb. He played on Willie Nelson's last album. But if you're just a local guy and you're doing an album, you can get him to play on your songs for $50. $50 a song. But, you know, that's not a bad hour's work.
Well, it's not great either.
No, it's not great. But, I mean, that's the thing. There's so many of the great players there that they have to make themselves competitive. Now, when he plays with Jack White, he makes a lot more money than that, I would assume. But when he goes and does a session just for at some small studio, you know, it's $75 a song. But if he goes in and does three songs, that's not too bad. $225 for a three-hour
thing. As long as you can do that with some regularity.
Yeah, well, he's one of those guys. He's one of the top players, and so he can. And Shad Cobb can play with all kinds of people, so he can do that. And so, but there's so many good players like that are miles above me as a guitar player or whatever that, you know, I'm not on the A list at all.
I imagine that like so many people, other people who have gone out there and thinking, you know, I'll wait until something happens, that you must have had times where you said, this is just not cutting it. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Every other month, I think that. For at least a couple of days. I'm going, oh, I got to get out of here.
And yet you stick around.
After the new wore off, I started feeling like that all the time. It was like, oh, gosh. But so I went down and did some gigs in Mississippi last summer and played a couple of festivals. And that kind of helped me get my perspective again. And so every time you leave, you go, well, I don't like it in Nashville anymore because I'm starving. But then you go play some other place and you go, wow, I really like Nashville.
Compared to
it's one of those things.
And you've started to do some writing. I was poking around your website yesterday, and you've got some really interesting articles, and some of them pretty long articles about. I gather they're at least somewhat autobiographical. Seem to have all been written this year as well.
Yeah,
is this a new thing for you?
As a matter of fact, when I got my iPad in April, I started transferring some stuff that I had up in the attic. I had stuff that I had written in these old notebooks for years and years, just bits of stuff. And something about the iPad made me just put it all together. And I started writing. I'm working on two books. One's kind of a memoir talking about all the years of music in the old days in Champaign, Urbana, and since then. And talking about blues and talking about how I got started in music and all my wild and woolly days back in the bar scene in the old days of substance abuse and all kinds of things.
Surely not.
and then I also am working on kind of a sort of a sci-fi futuristic thing, not your little brother's sci-fi with robots and aliens and all that stuff, but just sort of like what might happen 50 years from now if everything crashes. One of those kind of things.
Is this sci-fi with singer-songwriters in it, or?
Yeah, actually, yeah. As a matter of fact, it does. It has singer-songwriters and Native Americans and all kinds of other things in it. And I don't know if I'm going to do anything with all these things, but I have posted some of these things on my website. The things about blues, and then one thing's kind of a light fantasy thing that I wrote. It's kind of Alice in Wonderland meets the Bluegrass Underground, which I'm not sure if you know about the Bluegrass Underground. It's a venue down in Tennessee where they have a cave, and they actually do concerts down in the cave. And it's really awesome.
An actual cave?
An actual cave.
That they've fixed up or they've just left as a cave?
They've left it as a cave, but they put a stage in there, and there's seating and lighting and everything, and it's called Bluegrass Underground. It's on PBS or NPT, which is the Nashville Public Television.
Is that a place you've had a chance to play yet? Or
no, I haven't had a chance to play there. No, it's mostly people who are really, really well known in the bluegrass world. Like last week, it was Jerry Douglas, who's the guy who plays with Alison Krauss. He's probably the best dobro player in the world, I would imagine. But anyway.
Well, I see you've pulled the iPad onto your lap.
Yes, I pulled it on here.
Are we going to have a reading?
If you don't mind, a couple of paragraphs.
Sure.
Okay.
What's this one from?
I'll set this one up. It's called Talkin' Blues. It's sort of my thoughts on blues and stuff like that. And I go on through this article and talk about my experiences of the blues, and there's pictures and everything. But anyway, let me get my readers on. Now that I'm so old, I need my readers. This is talking about how the blues were better in the old days to me. That's partly an old guy talking and partly just things. It's like there's an old saying that goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And it's true for some things. Yes, the sun always comes up in the morning and the sun always goes down at night. And yes, when an apple falls from a tree, it hits the ground. And for the foreseeable future, these things will stay the same. But there'll never be another Charlie Patton or another Sun House, or never another Mississippi John Hurt or Robert Johnson, never another Bessie Smith or Memphis Minnie. There won't be another Coco Taylor or Muddy Waters or Howlin' Wolf, and the list goes on and on. Fortunately, we still have a few like B.B. King, Robert Belfour, Corey Harris, Keb Moe, Guy Davis, Alvin Young Bloodheart, but I'd say B.B. is the only one who's an actual historical legend among the living. He goes, I know this sounds like nostalgia but for my money, the writers, artists, blues men, blues women back around 90 or 100 years ago had a different, deeper gravitas. There's something about the legends that we're talking about that wasn't only musicians and singers. We had Thomas Edison, we had Albert Einstein and the Wright brothers, we had Pablo Picasso, Salvador Dali. Before that, we had Vincent van Gogh, but all of those guys are now long gone. We do have some good living writers like Jim Harrison, Cormac McCarthy, Don DeLillo, Thomas Pynchon, Tom Robbins, and some even newer recruits like Jonathan Franzen, David Eggers, Wells Tower, John Jeremiah Sullivan, and until 2008, we had Champaign Urbana's David Foster Wallace. But there will never be another Mark Twain or Ernest Hemingway or F. Scott Fitzgerald or William Faulkner. You get the idea. These greats of a century ago are gone and unreplaceable, irrevocable change. So it's partly about that, thinking about how those great areas are just gone. And then I go on and, you know, talk a lot more about my own experiences and going back and seeing their grave sites and just my thoughts when I was there, and then the gigs that I would do in those areas and just the vibe of Mississippi and going down there and the feeling like it's a foreign country if you're from the north. And anyway, 20 pages of that stuff.
Do you have a section maybe you could read that is describes some of your impressions in one of those places?
Yeah.
If you can find easily.
Yeah, sure. Okay. This is a few years ago when I first wanted to go on the Blues Trail. Now it's a well-documented place. Like there's markers down in Mississippi and all those places. Here we go. I wanted to find Robert Johnson's gravestone, so we searched in and around some little towns in the upper part of the Delta. The official Mississippi Blues Trail had been conceived, but our mimeographed copy of the proposed map of the trail wasn't very good, and there were no trail markers yet. Now the state of Mississippi promotes the trail and has quite a few historical markers up. We stopped at some little gas stations and small town grocery stores, and even some of the folks who lived in the area didn't know about the Blues Trail, so it was easy to get lost out there. At the gas station convenience store that we stopped at, it looked like an old-fashioned general store, and I asked a couple of kids who were about 15 or 16 years old where Robert Johnson was buried, and they'd never even heard of him, and that sort of blew my mind. One of the most famous blues men of all time was buried within 10 miles of that little general store, and nobody had told him about it. It's right outside of Itabena, Mississippi. We found two different gravestones for Robert Johnson near a little church, and I took pictures of my Resonator Dobro guitar leaned up against the monument that was dedicated to him. I'm not sure if it was bad luck or bad luck. We stopped in Clarksdale, Mississippi for the Sunflower River Blues and Gospel Festival and heard some of the most raw, authentic Delta blues I'd ever heard, and I had opened for Muddy Waters.
That would have to be a meaning-packed, a pretty powerful tour, I think, for somebody who's been as steeped in the blues as you have. Compels me to ask, did you bring a blues along today?
Yes, I did bring a, of course I brought a blues.
We're talking with Keith Harton here on Live and Local. He's in town for his annual series of Christmastime gigs, starting tonight at 8 o'clock at TNT Lounge in Rantoul, along with Paul Sabuco. Tomorrow night he'll be with Andy Baylor at the Clark Bar in Champaign, starting at 6:30. Friday night, he'll be playing solo for the happy hour at 5:30 at Silver Creek Restaurant in Urbana. Saturday, he'll be solo at Huber's on Church Street in Champaign, starting at 8 o'clock. And then Sunday is the big event, the annual Keithmas celebration. Keith Harden and friends doing acoustic this, that, and everything else you can think of. And a lot of friends involved in that. That'll be at the Iron Post Sunday night, starting at 9 p.m. and going till about 1 a.m. and pleased to have Keith back for his second or third stint on Live and Local, and I hope it'll be this will be added to your itinerary every Christmas time and maybe every once in a while too.
I actually have the first show that I did with you posted on my website on the page that people can link onto it and hear it, what was going on 3 or 4 years ago, something like that.
I'm not sure. We've been doing the show a little more than 4 years now. Almost 4 years. It'll be 4 years in February of 2013.
Yeah, so you can see what this show was like 3 years ago from my website. Yeah. I know you guys have an extensive website too.
And this will be up there. This will be up there probably by tonight.
Oh, good. See, what was I doing? Oh, Christmas blues.
Christmas blues.
I usually don't like to do too many cover tunes when I'm here because of the whole ASCAP thing, but so it's okay to do something that...
Sure.
Okay. See, in Nashville, you can't do that in a lot of places. You can't do cover songs. because of the, unless you have permission or unless you can't play a lot of the songwriter nights, it's only your own songs that you can play.
Far as I know, we're okay.
Okay.
It's your performance we're concerned about.
Well, I know that when you play a bar that they have to pay ASCAP and BMI, but I didn't know what the deal was with...
We're covered through NPR.
You guys are covered.
We're covered.
All right.
We're
got set. Okay, I got this one from Elvis Presley. I don't know if he actually wrote the words or not, but he made it famous. It's called Santa Claus is Back in Town. Do it kind of Robert Johnson style. Well, it's Christmas time, baby, and the snow's on the ground. Well, now it's Christmas time, baby, and the snow's on the ground. You be a real good little girl, but Santa Claus is back in town. All right now. Got no sleigh with reindeer, got no sack on my back. Santa Claus is coming in a big black Cadillac. I said it's Christmas time, baby, and the snow's on the ground. You be a real good little girl, Santa Claus is back in town. Put on your fishnet stockings, turn off the Christmas tree lights. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney tonight. I said it's Christmas time, baby, and the snow's on the ground. You be a real good little girl, Santa Claus is back in town. Santa's coming. Christmas blues.
Christmas blues. A Christmas blues. Originating with Elvis Presley and recreated here. Did you say Son House style?
Kind of Robert Johnson
Robert
style.
Robert Johnson style.
You know, that format, finger style.
By Keith Harden here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And on tomorrow's show, I mentioned this earlier, I'll mention it again right now, we are going to be having kind of a Christmas special of Live and Local where there's a number of local singer-songwriters, part of the CU Singer-Songwriter Collective, Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, who give performances every Tuesday at Clark Bar in Champaign. And they just had a couple of them where they had a bunch of singer-songwriters doing their thing. But among the things they did was each of them create their own new Christmas song. So we're going to have some of these guys and girls come on the show tomorrow and do some of those songs for us. So it's going to be an all-Christmas song show tomorrow, and we heard one from William Dicker a little earlier. Kenna Mae Rice is all of 18 years old. She's a student now at Parkland College studying theater, and she's among those who can't make it tomorrow. So she came in just a little bit ago today and recorded a couple of them for us, and I thought maybe by way of preview we'd hear one of her. She's a really different kind of this is a very different kind of Christmas song than what we just heard. She didn't have a name for it either, for that matter, so she rattled off a couple of options, and I picked this one. And so we'll call it My Lovin' Won't Fit in a Stockin'. It's Kenna Mae Rice's song.
Is that Kenny's daughter?
It
Kenny
is.
Kenny Rice?
It
okay.
is, Kenny
yeah,
Rice.
Yeah, I know Kenny. He and I played together a long time ago.
Oh, is that right?
Well, he filled in a few times.
Well, she said she knew at least who you were. She didn't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if
great.
She's met you or not.
He's a great drummer. I haven't met his daughter.
Yeah, well, you're going to meet her right now. At least
wow.
you'll hear her.
That's
anyway.
Great. Okay.
She
I'm,
was in that chair about an hour and a half ago.
It's hard to interrupt you.
Recording
I just had
this
to
song.
Figure that out.
Because okay.
you said Kenna Mae Rice.
Kenna Mae Rice, wow. R-E-I-S-S is yeah. how she spells that. Yeah. And here's her new song for
cool.
Christmas.
Cool.
Well, I didn't know where I was going with all that white stuff blowing, but I spent that long driving knowing somehow, some way, you were gonna come my way. Cause when I dream of you and me. When I dream of you and me. Dream of starting a life, of raising a child, of seeing you smile and making you happy. And what a Christmas this would be if you were in love with me. Well, I'm looking at all the twinkling lights, wishing you were by my side. Cause when I hear your voice, I hear a choir of resounding joy. But how am I to tell you how I feel? How am I to show you good loving is real? Cause my loving won't fit in the stocking, and my loving won't fit in the store-bought box. No, my loving won't fit in Santa's sleigh. But my need to make you happy won't go away. Said my need to always love you is here to stay.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah. Kenna Mae Rice, she recorded that earlier this afternoon and just wrote it, I think she said about a month ago maybe,
nice.
For the occasion of the Singer-Songwriter Collective Christmas fundraiser events that they had the last two Tuesdays. And then we'll hear her other one. She actually wrote one that's remarkably touching, inspired by the Newtown, Connecticut tragedy, which is actually a not very happy Christmas song, but it's nonetheless a profound Christmas song that we'll hear on tomorrow's show, along with a bunch of people who are going to be live from that collective. And it's going to be a fun show during the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. We're here with Keith Harden today, and he's going to be I'll rattle off all the gigs again
all
before we
place.
Let you go. He's going to be all over the place. Rantoul tonight. I was thinking actually a little bit when you were singing your previous song, The Blues, and also even while Kenna Mae was just singing right now, you have one of the articles that's up on your website that you wrote. It's called Symposium in Blues, and you have a little quote that leads off from Muddy Waters. When you play the blues, play like an old man. Take your time. And I can't believe that she's only 18 and writing songs like that and giving time to it. And I wonder what there was about that sentiment that made you put that in front of this particular article, which people are certainly welcome to read in your website, and how you think of it when you create blues yourself, when you still do those.
Well, I had the good fortune, because I was kind of the easy to get on the stage and easy to get off the stage real quick guy with an acoustic guitar. to open up for all kinds of those blues guys back in the day here. And I opened up for Muddy Waters. And I had, you know, been like a lot of young guitar players, tried to be the fastest gun in the West, you know, doing all the, you know, all the Hendrix-y kind of, trying to be the top dog. And that was what people did, you know, try to cut heads is what they called it, the jazzers. I'm going to go cut heads tonight. But then when I saw Muddy live just up that close, he just really took his time and he just played real slow and real mesmerizing blues, and it just was earth-shattering to watch him play it. You just felt it just like, whoa! So anyway, then I was reading articles about him all the time. I had opened up for him, and it was like, oh, my gosh. I stayed, you know, like about as close to this piano there on the side of the stage and watched him play his set, and it was just like, oh, my God. This is what they're talking about when there's a magic of a somebody who just has some kind of voodoo something going on. And anyway, so one of his quotes was that, and I thought, yeah, you don't have to be, you know, Eddie Van Halen or whoever the fastest guitar on the block was. It was more about something else. And so then I started slowing myself down then. I mean, even though I would have relapses into playing lots of notes and playing, you know, Hendrix-y, Johnny Winter, lots of flashy notes. But then when it comes right back down to it, it's something else.
And now that you're using reading glasses. And
yes.
You used the term old man earlier. Not that,
yes, I am.
Not that you appear to be one of that sort at all. You've sort of grown into the part, I suppose.
And Ravi Shankar, he just died, and I heard the interviews, and he, you know, the sitar, he was just a master and, you know, really fast playing of the scales up and down. And he said as he got older, he slowed way down compared to what he used to play, but that he just felt like it was deeper and better. And so I just related to that at that point in my life, that I had been in the fastest guitar player in the West contest with everybody around, you know, and then realized, no, it's not about that, because there's always going to be some kid that comes up 5 years later who just blows everybody away, and that it's more about something different than just speed.
And the notion that the more notes you play does not mean that the more music you make.
Right, right.
Necessarily.
That's not to say that when you see somebody incredible, like I can imagine people watching Paganini or whoever, you know, I mean, it is impressive when you see somebody like that, no doubt. Their mastery of the instrument is impressive. And so speed can be something which creates excitement, but it became just not important to me at a certain point. It was like, okay, I'm done with that.
Well, we probably have time for one more song. We've been talking about various kinds of things, but what would you like to finish up with today?
This one is called Kingdom Come, and it's philosophical, and there's actually some sort of an element of the gun thing in there, all these famous people who got shot and killed. Mm. So you'll recognize it, the people's names, when you hear them.
Kingdom
it's
Come
called Kingdom Come.
From Keith Hardin on Live and Local.
What if Billy the Kid carried a guitar instead of a gun? What if William Bonney never ever killed no one? What if President Lincoln decided not to free the slaves? What if Honest Abe decided not to see the play? Hey, hey. What if John and Yoko stayed inside the castle walls? What if the walrus was not John and wasn't Paul? And what if Jesus came back no one believed that it was him. What if Gandhi got mad, struck a blow with his bare hand? Kingdom come. What if Bobby and Martin got to see the dreams come true? What if JFK lived to be 92? What if the Cherokee Nation never walked the trail of tears? What if we could be free from all our pain and fear? Oh, I'm waiting for the kingdom to come. Thy will be done. When the kingdom comes,
wasn't quite wet enough. Some days I can get it, some days I can't.
Keith Arden here on Live and Local. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show again, Keith.
Thank you, Kevin.
And enjoy all your gigs. Should be a lot of fun. You can catch Keith any of a number of places, and I'll enumerate them again right now. Tonight at 8 o'clock until midnight at the Rantoul's TNT Lounge with Paul Sabuco. Tomorrow night at the Clark Bar in, on Clark Street in Champaign with Andy Baylor. That's at 6:30 to 9:30. Friday from 5:30 to 7:30 for the happy hour at Silver Creek Restaurant on Ray Street in Urbana. Saturday at Huber's, also a solo, on Church Street in Champaign from 8 to 11. And then Sunday, the annual Keithmas celebration. Keith Arden and friends doing acoustic at The Iron Post on Ray Street in downtown Urbana from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. For more information on Keith, go to keithharden.com. That's H-A-R-D-E-N.
Don't forget Christmas night with George Faber at the Iron Post.
Oh.
Georgemas.
Georgemas. Is that what he's calling
And then
this year?
Even maybe the night after that with Jim Cole at the Cowboy Monkey.
So lots of other things going
on. Yeah, lots of stuff going on. And I'm going to maybe take my iPad over and do a reading at Borders on Saturday afternoon. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Borders is gone, so it'd have to be Barnes & Noble.
Okay, well, then I won't be doing that.
In any event, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Mike.
And Mike is Mike Pritchard, our technical director. He's the one who records all of these and makes them sound pretty for you and always does a great job. And we thank Mike from the bottom of our collective hearts for making this show be what it is when we've got live music on the program. It'll be lots of original Christmas songs from local singer-songwriters on tomorrow's Live and Local from 4 to 5. Hope you'll join us for that. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. You can hear one of those singer-songwriters at the Iron Post in Urbana. John Coppice will be there tonight at 7 o'clock, and David Howie at El Toro in Danville this evening at 6:30.